Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my technician. I'm sorry about that. She had me on hold. I am healed the best. Your co-host, your only host, excuse me, on Heels the Legend Show. We're in upper echelon. Good morning to you all. We are in week 14, deep in the playoff push. We are currently in the playoff push. Playoff push is the last 4 weeks of the season. Hopefully we can get these games played and started before the Memorial Day weekend, which begins Friday and Saturday. Hopefully we can get these games scheduled. We're on pace the playoffs to start Friday night at 10:01 p.m. Eastern time, but we would like to get that started before time. So, guys, please do your best to contact opponents. And I just want to take the first few minutes to address that we are still – We're in season seven, and we are still currently having guys contact opponents on the last day of an event. It's 40 hours that passed, and we haven't had time. Guys haven't even had time to set up games. And that is disappointing because we have a lot of guys that's active. We only have 3 games left, and we cannot even get these games scheduled. We cannot go on a group meet and just tag people and expect them to be ready when we are ready. We need to give time windows of when we're available that day and go from there, because we cannot sit here and schedule games on the day of advance. You're limiting your time. If you're scheduling days on the day of advance, we're advancing tonight at 10 p.m., but if you're just now reaching back out to your opponent on the same day we advance, it is no way we can get that game in at a reasonable amount of time, because a lot of people have to fit their schedules in differently. So let's contact opponents. Contact today. Let's not wait until Wednesday to contact your opponent. Do not abuse the every 48-hour rule in this league. We need to be playing our games and contacting our opponents. All right? We're doing a very poor job of this, and it's been going on for like 2 weeks now. We have to get back on the ball. Some guys are doing it. This is not addressed to you for the ones that are contacting opponents. But for the ones that are not contacting your opponents in a reasonable amount of time, it is very disappointing, and you're being very disrespectful to the rest of the guys in this league. It's not just me. It's the other people in the league. So please do your very best to get these games scheduled. We have 3 games left to play. We have a few new owners in the league. So we're going to try to be reasonable with them. But they got to understand, when you're getting these leads, we do want you to be active and contacting your opponents within 24 hours of the event. So we are in week 14 now. Week 15 opponents should be texted and contacted today. Contact them today, because if you already don't played your game, it's time for you to get ready to play your week 15 matchup. And you can schedule it and maybe get your game in. Tomorrow might not be until Wednesday you get your game played, but at least reach out to your opponent, because we have some wonderful matchups slated for Echelon. So So let's go ahead, and since we got that out the way, let's go ahead and take a look at what we have set up for you on this show. We have a look at the playoff push, pretenders and contenders, and we will take a look at that. First, we're going to look in the championship side of Upper Echelon, and that is the Green Bay Packers are the defending champs. So we will look at the NFC first. We have a lot of great races in the NFC. It's only one division that has already been decided, that's the NFC South, and that's the Carolina Panthers. That is KT. He is currently 13-0. He has been impressive. He hasn't lost a regular season game. He's 29-0 in his last 29 regular season games, 29 consecutive wins in the regular season. And the Panthers are not slowing down. They have a gigantic matchup in Week 15. They have a matchup they have been circling on their schedule since last January, and we'll get into that. But that's the only division in the NFC that is currently out of reach. But we're going to take a look at the divisions that are within the grasp, and it's a two-horse race. First, NFC West. NFC West is being held down by the Seattle Seahawks currently right now, as they demolished the 49ers on yesterday. It was a very embarrassing and very dominant performance for the Seahawks. They are currently 4-1 in the division, and they are in the division lead over the San Francisco 49ers, which is late. Late has been winning a lot of games, but they did not win the last one. They split their matchup, so this is very important for their last few games. Seahawks, final three games of the season, they have to travel to Dallas, face the new owner, that Week 16, the Arizona Cardinals, too spiffy, the guy who won the division last season, very, very good opponent, and the Week 17 matchup against the Indianapolis Colts, and that's Mr. Seafood, and that will be a big matchup for both of those guys, and we will get into the Colts' schedule later. So this last three games are very, very competitive. He has a new guy in Week 15, so you don't know what he's going to bring. The element of surprise do kind of stall you up a tad bit. So that matchup in the Cardinals and Colts will be definitely a hard game for him to finish up the season. We're going to take a last look at the three games for the 49ers, and he takes on the Colts next week, which I think is a dynamite game. Lace at Indianapolis Colts, Sifu. Week 16, the Rams. Lace will take on Lloyd. In Week 17, the Jaguars, Mr. Collins, and Lace will lock up. That should be an interesting matchup as well. And I'm just going to ahead and pick the winner of the NFC West. I think the 49ers will win the division based off their schedule is just a little tad bit easier. I think they will go 3-0. I don't think they will lose a game in these last three. I think they will win. They will be 11-5. And I see that the Seahawks might go 2-1. And 2-1, if my math is correct, and I know it is, it'd be 10-6. 11-5 is better than 10-6. So I like the 49ers winning the NFC West. I don't think they will lose another game. They have been, they were very dominant at one point in time, but they have slid as of late. But it's anyone's ballgame. We're going to go to the NFC East now, and that is currently held by Smooth of the Philadelphia Eagles. He is currently in first place of that division, hasn't lost a division game. He is 5-0 cruising, and he has everything going working for him. But today is going to be a little skeptical for him because he has a stem game. He will not be able to play his game. So that's a possibility that he will lose this game against the Raiders today. So we're going to look at the Week 15 matchup. And that Week 15 matchup, he plays KT, the undefeated Carolina Panthers. And for the guys that are new to this league, the Philadelphia Eagles came back and stunned Upper Echelon last season in the playoffs and beat the Carolina Panthers, who were steamrolling their way onto opponents. A lot of people thought it was a collision course for KT. And yours truly, he was the best to meet in that third consecutive Super Bowl. And he had ramped his team up. He hadn't lost the game. He was a machine. And one night, it was past midnight, a very, very late kickoff, Smooth did the unthinkable and won, came back from 14 down to win a game at the end. And they faced off in Week 15. That's a game that everyone is waiting for. I know it might not be the game of the week on Daddy Lee's, but that is the game of the week of upper echelon. The Carolina Panthers travel to Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love, and play. That is a monument matchup. Smooth has a very difficult schedule to finish his season. He has KC in a revenge game. He got DJM. That's a NFC divisional matchup. Then an NFC championship game rematch. And then he has the New York football Giants at the end of the season. So his last three games, including today, since it's a straight stem, he doesn't know what the outcome will be. He can't control it. If he's playing this game, he would beat the Raiders by at least three touchdowns. But since he's not going to be able to play, that throws the game up into a toss-up. And his lead of one full game in the division, and then he has KT, DJM, and Will to finish the season. Smooth has his work cut out for him. The Philadelphia Eagles will have to finish strong in order to win this division. Now, on the flip side for the Giants, they have the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Eagles. So he has one guaranteed win because he will play the Chargers, and the Chargers currently don't have an owner, unfortunately. So he will have a win, and then he has the Chiefs, who hasn't played a game all season due to just the changeover in the league. So it's been tough on the Chiefs. So he plays in Week 16, and then Week 17 he travels to Philadelphia. By virtue of schedule, I think Will will win this division, and I'm going to tell you why. He gets a fourth win next week in Week 15. And then Week 16, him and the Chiefs, I'll give Chiefs that win. I think the Chiefs can win that football game. I like the Chiefs to win a game in Week 17. I like Will to upset Smooth. Smooth might be reeling because after KT and DJM get finished with him, he might be 0-2, and he might be mentally checked out. And that might be smell bad news for him, and that'll give Will opportunity to slip out and win a division. I like the Giants to win the NFC East and represent and have one home game and the postseason. Now we're going to look at the last division in the NFC, and that's the NFC North. We have the Green Bay Packers, the defending Super Bowl champs, DJM, and the Minnesota Vikings, who currently is leading the division, even though the record is similar. The Vikings swept. They brought the broom out on Green Bay this season, so they are currently number one in the division. In the last three games for the Vikings, they play the Bears, Browns, and Steelers. The Vikings, I like them to go 3-0. By just the virtue of looking at their schedule, I see them winning the division. They went out, they win the division outright for bringing the brooms out on Green Bay. So I like Mr. Squiddy to win the NFC North for the third time in upper echelon. This has been one of the most competitive divisions we've had in upper echelon. And for the Packers, I see them not winning that division because I see the Vikings winning out. But they have the Bengals, which should be a very intriguing matchup. The Eagles and the Browns, I like them to win all three of their games as well. I think they can win all three of theirs and finish the season at 12-4. Both teams will be 12-4. But by virtue of tiebreaker, Minnesota Vikings will win that division. So on the NFC side, the wild card is very deep, and only deep because of these playoff, these division races are so tight. So you got a lot of guys buying. So by virtue of what I have accumulated here with picking division winners, I have the Vikings winning the North, I have the 49ers winning the West, and I have the Giants winning the East. So for the playoff teams would be between Seattle, Green Bay, New Orleans, Mexico City, and Philadelphia. I think Philly will lose out, so that will make them 9-7. That checks them off of my list. They will be a pretender. We have the Green Bay Packers. I think they will finish 12-4, so I have them winning one in the playoff spot. Now it gets intriguing. I see how the Seahawks finish 10-6, but the Saints, we haven't mentioned them. They have three games left on their schedule as well, and the Diablos, I think they will win two of the three matchups at least. I know they will beat the Falcons, and I think they will take care of the Redskins as well. That will put them at 11-4. that will pretty much lock them in, I think, to the second wild card spot. I think they will win and at least 11 games, and that will be enough to get them into the postseason. So my two wild card teams out the NFC will be the Green Bay Packers and the New Orleans Saints, and I think the top four seeds will be Carolina, Minnesota, the Giants, and 49ers out the NFC. That's how I think the playoff race will turn out and will progress. Now we're going to go to the AFC side very quickly. The AFC is not so tough or not too tight, as I would say. Tough, I think top to bottom AFC is a little bit stronger than the NFC, but division race-wise, it's just a lot of steamrolling going on. AFC North is the only tight division, and that's between the Browns and the Ravens. The Browns and the Ravens have met already twice this season, and they split the matchups due to just inactivity for the Browns didn't have an owner. Ravens was out of town. So they split the matchup. So now these games become very crucial. The Browns and Bears will play around cutoff time tonight, so the Browns have an opportunity to stay in first place with the win today. That should be a toss-up. But then their last three games are going to be brutal for the Browns. The Browns is one of our newcomers. We're going to see what Sauce is all about in these last three games. He has these last four because he hadn't played the game. He plays tonight. Richie has been in the league for about 5 to 6 seasons now. Richie is a game opponent. He will be prepared to play in this game. I like the Browns to win, though, because I think the Browns have a lot more to play for than the Bears. When a team has a lot to play for, at the end of the season, they play their best. And Sauce is not terrible by any stretch of imagination. He's played pretty good football. So I like the Browns over the Bears, and that will put them at 9-4. But I don't see them winning another game the rest of the season. They have the Steelers in Week 15. Week 16, they have a Vikings team that's playing for a division title. They have to travel to Minnesota. That is going to be a very brutal, brutal game for him to win. And then they have Week 17, a Super Bowl defending champ coming into town of Cleveland. I just don't see Cleveland winning no more than 9 games this season. That will put them at 9-7. And I don't know, would that be enough to maintain the division crown? Now we go to the Baltimore Ravens. They are currently 8-5 with a tremendous comeback against the Cincinnati Bengals yesterday. And probably the comeback of the year in upper echelon this season. It was down 21 points, and they came back to win in overtime, an overtime thrill against Ditto in the Cincinnati Bengals. And they increased their record to 8-5. They're currently in the wild card spot. So, but let's see if they can win their division. They have the last three games are very winnable. They have the Raiders. I like them in that matchup. Texans, I like them big in that matchup. And by default, we don't have a Chargers on us, so they would definitely be the winners in that one. And if my math is correct, that will put them at 11-5, and I think they will win the division. We have a caller. Let's go ahead and check this caller and see who this is. Caller,
yo.
What's going on with you? You're on Hills of Legends. And this is my
Eagles.
Nephew, Ray Smooth. What's going on, nephew? How you doing this morning?
Not much. Just chilling, man. What's good?
What's going on with you, man? We were currently talking about the playoff race, but I'm glad you're on the show. You're in the thick of a playoff race. What happened with you and the Raiders? I know you told me it's going to be a straight sim. The schedules couldn't match up?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm also out of town, and I told them what times I can be back, and it wasn't possible. So, you know, we're just going to take the straight sim, which I don't mind. So it's all good.
Okay. Well, we're going to look at your last three games because you are one of the guys that don't do too much of that complaining. We're going to go Week 15. You have that matchup with KT. Y'all have a little budding rivalry going on here in Upper.
Yeah, man.
What do you expect that game going to be like in Philadelphia? I know the crowd is going to be in a frenzy. What do you expect?
I think I'm going to be able to take this one. You know, every game when we used to play, he would just blow me out. But now he knows that I'm coming for him now. So, you know, I know exactly what he does. And, you know, I just got to spread him out on the field. That's what I got to do.
So we know that you have, as we will be doing a little different segment towards the end of the season. Smooth, you have, you went from a guy that a lot of people said would never play 16 games. He was a prima donna. He was a diva in the league. He would play when he wanted to play. You went from that type of label to being one of the top five guys in upper echelon right now, without a doubt. What do you have to prove in these last three games? Because your last three games are brutal. KT, DJM, and Will. What do you want to prove in those last three games?
Well, last season, DJM did beat me in the NFC Championship. So, you know, he was talking that smack. So now I'm just, you know, no talking, just smash him. That's it. KT, he knows what it is. Will, that's my bodyguard. I ain't worried about nothing.
So you're not concerned about it. So I picked the Giants to win the division. Smooth, tell everyone why you will still win these last few games and why you're going to be the NFC East champ.
Well, you know, I would love some competition in my division. But, you know, I'm cool with all those guys. You know, Fly's not in the league no more. So we'll see about this new cat. See what he about. Hopefully he got some competition, but you know, I love the division, you know, lots of competitiveness at first, but you know, now that, you know, I just stole the trophy away from the guys, you know, I just took off. So you know, for now this is my division till next Madden. So, you know, I'll be seeing you guys in the playoffs.
So you're confident that the Eagles will be in the NFC East champions without a shadow of a doubt.
Well, without no doubt, sir.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, Philadelphia Eagles, like we said, Smooth, you have been one of your top five guy now in the league, so you're not expected to just make the playoffs anymore. You're expected to take that that step into the championship game, and that would be the Super Bowl. A lot of people seeing you get to the NFC Championship game last season, and a lot of people, your friends included, would think, Ray had a lucky run. Tell everyone in upper echelon why the Philadelphia Eagles are not just a one-hit wonder.
Like I said, you know, first couple of seasons, I didn't play all 16 games. I told y'all, once I play all 16, I'm going to be making the playoffs. Ever since then, I've been making the playoffs every single season. So they could call it whatever they want, you know. I don't see none of the 305 guys doing much, you know. So I want to be the first of the 305 to win the bowl, and I will do that.
Now, Smooth, do you feel like that was an interesting point that you just made. Do you feel like you have to carry 305 on your back? Do you feel like you have to be the guy to represent 305 the appropriate way in upper echelon, that you have to bring a championship back to your area code, Dade County, or Broward County, whatever county, the 305, you just feel like you need to bring a championship home for
them? Yeah, well, I know none of the other guys are going to do it. So, you know, I'm all cool with all those guys. So, you know, I think I have the best talent out of all those guys. I'm not throwing no – I'm not sneak dissing or anything. But
oh, no.
Just keeping it real.
Yeah.
You know, the one after me, you know, I like Tobar and Squid. But, you know, Squid got to win a playoff game first. So, we'll see about that.
Now, if you and the Vikings meet in the playoffs, that would be another good matchup. We're not gonna put you on the spot.
Me and him been trash talking.
it was a lot of anger after the game between you and Tweety. I seen the handshake on the field. It wasn't a love tap. It was more of a just stay out my way and I'll stay out yours. So. We're going to ask you this last question. We're going to let you get on your way.
Yes, sir.
Smooth, you have Tanner Woods on your team, a wonderful quarterback. You paid a lot of money to him. He does a lot of great things in the community for Philadelphia. He's an ambassador. He's married. He does everything the right thing, the right way. What else can you tell us about Tanner Woods that a lot of people in upper echelon doesn't know about him?
You know, Tanner Woods, he's a stand-up kind of guy, you know. He's pretty much the leader of the whole team, honestly. You know, he's a big contribute to the Eagles Foundation. So, you know, that's why we had to pay him big money for him to come back. And, you know, we would love to have him for the next 6 years that we signed him for. And, you know, he's a great guy, great arm. You know, he has a huge arm to get the ball downfield.
Yes,
and that's a good thing that we like about him. So, you know, he's going to lead us to the NFC Championship game this year, hopefully win it, and go on to the Super Bowl game.
And I agree. I think Tanner Woods is an underrated quarterback. He doesn't get the credit that he's due. He has resurrected a couple of careers. Reuben Randle has played his best football ever in his life. He was with the Giants. He was terrible with the Giants. Percy Harvin is playing good football. He's 33. Everyone just gave up on Percy Harvin, and Tanner Woods has made him look like he's back in Florida in Gainesville again. Tanner Woods is a wonderful quarterback, and the system that you run with him, he is making these guys look great. Is it going to take for you to win a Super Bowl? And the last question, we have about 2 minutes. What will it take for the Philadelphia Eagles to host up upper echelon number 7? What will it take for you to win that?
Well, you know, the main concern is, you know, a lot of guys have lots of speed. So, you know, on defense-wise, you know, you gotta play over the top because, you know, a lot of these guys in the NFC have speedy receivers out there that like to go deep. So, you know, you gotta play on that safety and kind of, you know, watch over top. You know, don't let anything get behind you because these speedy guys will pass right by you, no doubt. So, offense, no worries, mix it up, you know, drive down the field easily. Defense, you know, just gotta watch over the top.
I agree. Well, Smooth Will, thank you for calling in to the Hills of Legends show. We are looking forward to that Week 15 matchup with you and KC. We just hope to we're advancing tonight. We're just ready for whenever that game of the week going to be. And good luck to the rest of the season for you, nephew.
All right, Uncle. Take it
easy. All right, man. Have a good one, man. All right.
You too, man.
And that was Ray Smooth of the Philadelphia Eagles calling in on Hills of Legends show. We would like to thank him for calling on. And we have about a minute left in the show. Just want to repeat it one more time. Let's communicate with these guys. They're already ready. Get your opponents there. It's only about 4 games left, so everyone is pretty much played. Contact your next opponent. See if they're going to play. And let's get these games going. I'm Hills the Best. Get your games played. We will be posting up. Oh, yeah, please, I will be posting up throughout the chat today. Give me your players that you have the best stats for, and we will get the candidates ready for Upper Echelon UE Awards 3, and we're going to try to get these guys in there too. New guys, welcome to Upper Echelon. It's a wonderful league. You'll have fun. Just be active, and we won't have a problem. Have a blessed day. I'm out. Thank you.